Hi, this is Sean Sutter, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here at HIMSS 16 with Mac McMillan, CEO of Synergistic, a health IT security and privacy consulting firm. We've talked a lot with Mac over the years, and so welcome, Mac.
Thank you, Sean. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Mac, I've heard you're working with Symantec on a pretty hot new security technology project. Could you talk about that a little, please?
Sure. So Symantec, as you know, has split off their security business and has really refocused what they're doing today. And they're one of what we count as one of our newest partners, so to speak. And one of the things that they've come up with that I think is pretty novel today, if you're talking about new things around cybersecurity in healthcare, is they have a simulation program that they have developed that actually allows incident response folks, both technical and non-technical, to essentially get immersed in a real scenario that allows them to interact and make decisions and to evaluate how prepared they are for those kinds of incidents in real time. And they've actually developed some healthcare scenarios now that are very apropos to this industry. And I think it's a great tool for several reasons. It's a great tool for evaluating how well your team is doing and whether or not they're really ready to handle an incident. It's a great tool for training, to do it periodically for training purposes. It's a great tool for recruiting. If you're recruiting somebody in an incident response position, you can actually put them in the simulation and see how they perform, right? And it's a great tool for awareness. You can actually put your executive team into a scenario and let them see in real time what happens in one of those cybersecurity events and how difficult it is and what's required to really do that effectively. So it's a great tool for multiple purposes. But more importantly, what I like about it the most is it's experiential. The person actually experiences it. And I think you learn so much better when you do that.
That's pretty cool, and that's something that sounds like it's something quite new in cybersecurity techniques for health IT. So let's go on to the next topic, which is, cloud technologies in all areas of health IT seem to be going toward the cloud, whether it's for financial reasons or convenience or economy of scale. And I've asked Mac about this topic in the past, so I'm going to ask again, is the cloud safe for PHI-protected health information?
So, I almost feel like cloud's over-talked about today because, everything, we are moving to the cloud, whether we like it or not or what have you. It's a smart thing to do. It's the right thing to do in a lot of circumstances. There are very good, reputable cloud vendors out there today who have good security around their platform. I think what's really important here is that with respect to the cloud is making sure that you go into it with your eyes open, that you pick the right vendor, that you pay attention to what security that they provide, that you understand that you have a responsibility as well with respect to interaction with that cloud vendor in terms of security of your data and what you put there and how you access it and transfer it and things of that nature. And I think if you do the right things and pay attention to the things that matter, it absolutely is part of your solution.
Sounds good. Thanks for that, Mac. Now, finally, I want to finish up with audits from the Office of Civil Rights. And this is normally a topic that your colleague, David Holtzman, the chief of your privacy operation, who came from OCR, talked about. I saw him speak, I think, at RSNA about audits, and he said they're probably coming, and a lot of people expect them to come. They're really not here yet, as far as we know. So when are they coming, and what will they look like, do you think, Mac?
So that's a good question. All I can tell you is that everything that we've heard, either from Devin McGraw herself, who's now in charge of that program, or her folks that work for her, or other folks who have interacted with them around the industry, is that they're still saying they're going to conduct those audits before the end of 2016. So, clearly everybody's kind of wondering if it's going to happen, but she assured, last time we talked to or heard her speak at an event and talked to her staff, they said they're definitely going to happen. Devin, I think she's probably done some things with the protocol since she's been in charge. Devin's a smart gal, smart lady. She's got a lot of experience in this area, and I think she wants to do it right. And I think she's probably listened to a lot of maybe the criticism around the early pilot program or maybe the feedback. And I think she's probably said, you know, I want to make sure that when we roll it out again, that it's a real, you know, quality program. But they say they're going to happen. They say they've let the contract with the contractor to conduct them. They have all the other parts and pieces in place. It's just a matter of them actually launching them.
So you think it's more that technical implementation issues more than the political issues surrounding the lame duck administration and departure of key officials usually 6 months before the end of an administration's tenure?
Yeah, that shouldn't really have any impact on this because this is an obligation that the OCR has under the High Tech Act, if you recall. This is something that Congress gave them as a responsibility. It's not something that changes with the administration. The only way this goes away is if you change the law. So OCR is supposed to be conducting these audits. The fact that they've been able to get away with not doing it for 3 years is pretty amazing, to be quite frank. I'm surprised somebody from Congress hasn't rolled the GAO up after them and done an audit of why they haven't done their audits. You know, I trust and believe in Devin and her team, and I think they'll do the right thing, and I think they'll do it when they're ready to do it, and I think when they do it, if she does it the way she's done everything else, it'll be a good program.
Well, I'm just glad I'm not going to be audited, I hope my healthcare provider is audited and find out they're okay. Anyway, thanks for being here with Search Health IT at HIMSS 16, Mac. Have you enjoyed your time at HIMSS so far?
I have, but I'm ready to go home.
Thanks for being here.